isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but discovered my love of rock and rhythm owing to the music of one man, and forged that passion into a radio program to share that music with you all. On March 18th, 2017, we bid farewell to the man whom alone defines the Rock and Rhythm Review. His accolades are endless, his acolytes just as infinite, and his ascendancy in the pantheon of rock and rhythm is without equal. Precious few artists of his era were singer, songwriter, instrumentalist, triple threats. Even fewer wielded showmanship that added a fourth threat. Although he continued to record and perform to the end of his 90 years, it was his first 10 years of recordings that illuminate his eminence. And there is nothing wrong with taking time to re-listen to those extraordinary well-worn classics, as well as a few esoteric gems, in celebration of a man whom was the Big Bang as far as this universe is concerned. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, we pay our respects to Charles Edward Anderson Berry, a.k.a. Chuck Berry. Let's leave Chuck's Bermidic biography to those that scribe such things and duck walk right into what was most essential.
This is probably the last time you're going to see him for a long while, so I want you to show him that you like it. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chuck Berry.
It was Chuck's first recording, and its impact endlessly resonates within the fabric of rock and rhythm. Chuck happened upon the novelty of playing hillbilly tunes in black clubs, which led to a loose version of Bob Wills' cover of the country standard Ida Red and Wills' own Ida Red Loves to Boogie. Chuck called his Ida May, but when Ida left the club for the studio in 1955, the world would know her as Maybelline.
Can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing out run my V8-4. A Cadillac doing about 95, moves bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. A Cadillac pulled up to 104. My Ford got hot and wouldn't do no more. The gun got cloud and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. The rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do.
Most teens got their first look at Chuck in the rocksploitation film Rock, 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 where he performed a rapid-fire poetic ode to young love and fast automobiles. But Chuck's showmanship steals the show when he pulls out all the stops and glides into his patented duck walk, thus blowing the minds of every budding guitarist that saw it. Cut in 1955, but released alongside the movie the winter of 56, You Can't Catch Me.
John came into the studio one day with this song, and he plays it for me, Nicolou. He'd come on flat top, he got grooving up slowly, he got... And I go, what, we can't do that. I said, that's Chuck Berry, he said, You Can't Catch Me. But it shows just the influence. You know, here come old flat top. That was a lyric John could not let go of. And he couldn't better it, so he just used it. And I said, well, you know, it's a bit of a nick, isn't it? He said, no, it's a quote. I said, okay, fair enough.
I bought a brand new airmobile. It's custom made. Twas a flight deal with a powerful motor and some hideaway wings. Pushing on the button and you will get a scene. Now you can't catch me. Baby, you can't catch me. Cause if you get too close, you know I'm gone like a cool breeze. New Jersey Turnpike in the wee-wee hours. I was rolling slow because of drizzling showers. Yeah, come a flat top, he was moving up with me. Then come waving goodbye in a little old souped-up jitney. I put my foot in my tank and I began to roll. Moaning siren towards the state patrol. So I let out my wings and then I blew my horn. Bye-bye, New Jersey, I become airborne. Now you can't catch me. Baby, you can't catch me. Cause if you get too close, you know I'm gone like a cool breeze. Flying with my baby last Saturday night. Putting a gray cloud floating in sight. Big full moon shining up above. Huddle up, honey, be my love. Little thing I ever seen. I'm gonna name you Maybelline. Flying on the beam, set on flight control. Radio tuned to rock and roll. 2-3 hours done passed us by. Altitude dropped to 505. Fuel consumption way too fast. Let's get on home before we run out of gas. Now you can't catch me. No, baby, you can't catch me. Cause if you get too close, you're gone like a cool.
What initially began as a dig at his sister for hogging the family piano to play classical music, this 1956 tune became the definitive call to arms for rock and roll, even if the music Chuck is jonesing for lyrically is rhythm and blues. But I digress. We all know Chuck was declaring a sonic new world order by serving notice to classical composers and his idol Louis Jordan while nodding to colleagues Carl Perkins and Elvis. Roll over Beethoven.
DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the writer sitting down at a rhythm review. a roll over Beethoven, they're rocking in 2x2. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. Nothing to lose. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. You know she wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. Roll over Beethoven, roll over Beethoven.
Finally, the anthem heralded in Roll Over Beethoven. This time, Chuck is quick to dismiss 50s sonic step cousins, mambos, tangos, and jazz, and clear at what he wants. Waylon saxes, rockin' pianos, and a backbeat. Listen close for the reference to Elvis and rockabilly. Examination of the 1956 demo and the 1957 master shows Chuck's lyrics changed to include Southern folk playing rock and roll, and even named Chuck's All Shook Up, which was released in between the demo and master. Rock and roll music.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any if you wanna dance with me, I took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band, man they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee, the Georgie folks they had a jamboree, and drinking home from a wooden cup, the folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango, I'm in the mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for a congo, so keep a rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me.
Cut in early 1958, it was an obliquely autobiographical recap of Chuck's rise to fame, with a note-for-note copy of the intro to Louis Jordan's Ain't That Just Like a Woman. Chuck rips into a mother of all riffs and into the song all guitarists must master. Every rock band is covered, and a song so interleaved into the American DNA, it was cut onto a gold record, slapped on the side of a satellite, and rocketed out of the solar system.
It all started on August 20th, 1977, when NASA put up a recording of the sounds of Earth on Voyager 1. A two-hour-long tape included natural sounds of animals, a French poem by Baudelaire, a passage from the Quran in Arabic, messages from President Carter, United Nations Secretary Kurt Waldheim, music, everything from classical to Chuck Berry.
And you're saying that another civilization has found the tape?
Yes, they've sent us a message that actually proves it. It may be just four simple words, but it is the first positive proof that other intelligent beings inhabit the universe.
What are the four words, Kalkua?
The four words that came to us from outer space. The four words that will appear on the cover of Time magazine next week are... Send more Chuck Berry.
Time to be good. Take two. And roll over Beethoven on a piano that time. Stay away from that.
Piano or guitar? Playing on the guitar during the solo.
Yeah. On the solo, he was making roll over Beethoven. Stay away from that one.
Who are you
talking
about?
Johnny B. Good, take three.
Heard the melody Xmas 1958 in Run Rudolph Run, and by spring of 59, the melody re-emerged with new lyrics. In reality, two songs were recorded at the same session. Example, Chuck's contentious melodic reutilization, while letting his pen do the work. But the hook of the tune is the second and fourth verses, where Chuck, in a sense, breaks the fourth wall to speak to the listener. Both Johnny B. Goode and this song were featured in the rocksploitation film Go Johnny Go. Little Queenie.
She looked at me and sweetly smiled. Meanwhile, I was thinking, she's in the mood, no needin' break it. I got a chance, I ought to take it. If she'll dance, we can make it. Come on, Queenie, let's shake it. Go, 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 little Queenie. Go, 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 little Queenie. Go, 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 little Queenie. Tell me who's the queen standing over by the record machine, looking like a model on the cover. Meanwhile, I'm still thinking, if it's a slow song, we'll omit it. If it's a rocker, that'll get it. And if it's good, she'll admit it. Come on, Queenie, let's get with it. Go!
By the 60s, musical taste shifted and Chuck's proclivities bought him some time in the hoosegow. Upon his return to the studio in 64, at the height of Beatlemania, Chuck unleashed a trove of material that found him back in the charts, a feat most 50s contemporaries failed to duplicate. In another example of melodic reutilization, Chuck took 1957's School Days and nearly equaled its triumph with new lyrics and a new nemesis, the seatbelt. No particular place to go.
In my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. We'll be right back.
This is Matt Masters. Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks, and may you rest in peace, Chuck Berry. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com and visit jetmasters2tsandjet.com to learn more about the review.
If you were to try and give rock and roll another name, you might call it Chuck Berry.
Chuck was nearing 40. His 64 comeback concluded, and he was soon to take to the concert circuit until another improbable comeback in the early 70s. But in 1965, that didn't mean he stopped recording remarkable music. Case in point, this overlooked LP cut that demonstrated Chuck was still capable of something new and something special. Right off Rampart Street.
Just notice a go-go guitar.